What is up, everybody? It's time for another Rock for Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the Big Boy, and with me is Bonus Jonas Riker Levine. Bro, how's
How's it
it going?
going? It's going good, Jeremy. Another good Monday. Good Monday for Rock for Him.
Right. And my other brother, Jason St. Cheese Bukowski, bro,
Oh,
how's it going?
bro, you just made my you just made my night with that. The bonus Jonas. All
Promises,
right.
Jonas. It won't
Jonas.
stick.
The bonus Jonas.
Bonus Jonas. I love
Oh, man. Whoo.
it. Well, our guest tonight, we've had on before. It's been a while, but please welcome back Divine Martyr. Guys, how's it going?
Up?
Hey, how you doing? Doing great over here. The weather's
We're
finally
doing
nice. Yeah.
it's doing well.
Right? So the last time you were here, we talked about some music and stuff, but you guys got a big announcement tonight. So go ahead and take it out, take
Was gonna say.
the wheel and make your big announcement.
Okay, yeah. As you may or may not have noticed, we have a new face in the band here. So let's introduce Cassandra to everybody.
Hello, all.
Welcome, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Sandra, it
So.
is such a pleasure having you on tonight. I look forward to getting to know you. And as you can see, I'm not just some creepy guy that reaches out to you on the internet.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
We're glad to have you on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am 28 years old, and I was born and raised in Indianapolis, Indiana. My entire family has been pretty much here and never moved anywhere else, so full on Hoosier family. I grew up in quite a musical household. It mainly started when I was very, very young with my mother and my grandmother. They were both operatic singers. And a lot of them did touring with the Hallelujah Chorus, and both of them were called tourists, which is the same as me. So it runs in the family. And they did a lot more contemporary Christian music, which is what I grew up around. And they did a lot of theater as well. So I got to do a lot of children acting, basically background character. On the stage with my mom and my grandmother. And that's where I got really immersed into the whole show and the lights and the use of getting ready for rehearsals and all that. And I kind of just fell in love with it ever since I was 6 years old. And over the years, I started finding out more about music, about what I liked. And first it was a lot of the pop from other female vocalists, and my own uncle would play it a lot in his car, so I got exposed to a lot of that and seeing music videos in my house all the time. Tapes were always playing, music always in the car, so I grew up with that. And when I got around 14 years old, I started experiencing listening to gothic rock, gothic metal, and I think when I was about 18 years old is when I actually got immersed into symphonic metal. And I fell in love with it because of my mother training me classically, and she was teaching me the basics, and I sang with her in duets, and we didn't know what my range was yet, so she stuck with the safe bet of doing the alto section. So, I got to learn a little bit of the basics, how to breathe and pronounce words just simply with her. And when I discovered symphonic metal, I liked it a lot because of mixing the classical elements and the metal to it, which I fell in love with both of it. And then I got to a point where I really wanted my own band. I really, really loved seeing, Simone Simons and Flora Jensen, Vibeke Steen from Tristania, and Cyrenia and Alexandria. All of those were major favorites of mine. And I got married and had my first child, and then I was getting settled into motherhood and everything, and I started yearning for more of wanting to do music and wanting to do more studying also. So I went and started vocal lessons and looking for bands. At the time, I was just looking at covers, cover bands, and they didn't like my voice type at all. So it wasn't a good fit. And over time, I did form other bands, and they changed their mind on the genre, the whole look of it, and everything when I had my second child. And that didn't go so well with things. So we're not really speaking anymore. But after I got myself more into training for over 5 years, I noticed that, all right, I need to let the Lord take over this, because even though I was with my own journey, I would say by myself, trying to find a permanent fit for a band, a lot of the people I was hanging with were not, they were non-believers. So I got immersed into the going into parties and also not being encouraged spiritually. So I knew I was very far from God at that time. So one time I told the guys this when I first met them. I felt like it was a huge knock in the head from God, where I just it spooked you up, kind of like a respectful spook, like, okay, I hear you. I need to get my life straight. So I went ahead and purged everything out of my life, and then started focusing on finding a home church and really focusing on dedicating my life to Christ again. And then after that, serious break off and separating myself from the old friends I had a little bit and focusing on just Christ alone. That's when I saw the post for Divine Martyr looking for a new front woman. So I've heard of them before. It was from an old friend of mine, and he mentioned it a long time ago, and I knew of them, but I never met them or heard very much of their music at the time. And so all I knew is that they did symphonic metal. So I went ahead and auditioned, and I prayed a lot, and at times I was thinking about fasting for it, but I was like, I'm just gonna let things flow first and see how this goes and see if we mesh well. And so I was like, okay, if they don't pick me, that's all good. I'll just, go find something else and see what the Lord is calling me to. And we had two auditions, and on the second one, they asked me to come on board, and I said, absolutely. So that's where I'm at now. So it's mainly a small summary of myself.
No, that's super exciting. I love hearing about the styles that you came from, and the like that classical singing or opera background as well is really cool. And I'm
Thank you.
curious, because of how much you seem to like symphonic metal and symphonic power metal, and with your like opera style background to singing, is there going to be any influence from like a Nightwish type band or sound?
So far we've been digging into Epica quite a lot.
Okay, also very
So
cool.
yeah,
Yep.
so I did start out when I very first started my vocal lessons, I had no idea what my vocal range was. So my mom got to a point where she did the same, where, hey, your grandmother taught me. Now it is time to completely go to a new teacher who has never met you before. You're not related to, so you're not feeling that pressure of your mom teaching you. And so she started with a brand new teacher, learning and studying her range. And so that's when my mom told me, like, you know what? If you're going to be into a band, you need to learn everything you need to know and have your own personal teacher. So when I found him, I said, I don't know what I'm really am. I have never really worked on it. So I went ahead and trained some more and trained some more, and then I started experimenting with old Nightwish songs, and that's when I got pushed with the Everdream a lot. And that was with an old band of mine. We were looking at some covers to do, and he was thinking one of the bandmates were thinking of Storm the Sorrow from Epica. They were thinking of Everdream, Storytime, some of those, you know,
Irish.
really
Yep. Yeah.
upbeat ones.
Yeah.
And so at the moment, I'm still training into now I'm officially in coloratura training, which is working on the whistle register, which is a beast. So I am nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. And
She's only F6.
Yeah, it's
what?
only F6.
Like, you know, E6 or F7, it's like, you know,
Yeah.
Currently my voice used to strain to go up to A5 like 4 years ago. Now I'm at F3 to F6. So
Wow.
now I'm able to stretch up to a little bit more stuff, and we're probably gonna be experimenting a lot more with Epica, with the grand sound and the heaviness of the guitars. And I'm a sucker for gutturals and screams and stuff like that, so I want to sprinkle some of that in with Jason. My teacher never learned about vocal fries and everything, so he's more of like, just please don't learn it. I don't want you to damage anything.
Yep.
So he's more of like, let's just protect and have you just study more on your operatic range and, excuse me, focus more on getting used to belting out some notes, which I would feel sometimes is limiting because high sopranos don't have the same thickness of vocal cords as regular sopranos to just belt longer. We're built to be up here. So I can do some belting here and there, but my bread and butter is, you know, the whistle tone and the operatic high notes. So when you're thinking of the grand sound and writing about the new songs, we're going to be probably looking at some bigger, you know, Nightwish influence, Exandria, Epica, those kind of things, and really pushing the boundaries of the soprano voice. So I'm excited to be using my full-on training to make it as big as possible.
All right, so I hate to interrupt here, but we do have a special guest that keeps blowing up my phone that wants to say something on air to you guys.
Oh boy,
So,
is it? I hope this is okay.
all right, let me see if I can get this.
Mark, I'm in the band.
All right, I
Like,
don't know if
there's
you can hear
nothing
me.
that like you need to worry about.
I can't see anything. I'm sorry. I can't. Who's that?
It would be Crimson Overtone.
Oh yeah.
And
Excellent.
I keep getting messages from Christina saying, hey, Evan wants to call and be on camera.
Change
So,
your background
yeah,
to
let me get rid of my background. Hang on, you're
yeah.
about to see the mess of my
Special guest appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Except you
Yeah.
couldn't be bothered to come on the Zoom call.
Yeah, I was like, why don't you just jump on the Zoom call?
Don't run away.
I'm still trying. Hang on. I got
Oh,
no. There we go. All right.
Evan.
Right. Go ahead, Evan. I think they might be able to hear you.
Yeah.
Everybody. Say hi, Christina. Camera. It's a
You
private
guys are.
session. And because you guys are so awesome, and because we love you all so much, we figured we could give you some entertainment and a good laugh and ask a very pressing question.
Okay.
What is the proper term for people in Lower Michigan? Are Michiganese? How is that pronounced properly?
We're
Christina,
trolls.
come
We're
on.
trolls. Because you live under the bridge. Yeah.
Right. Trolls.
Yeah.
Evan,
This
we'll
question was
see
quite
you in
pressing, I
less than
guess.
2 weeks. Less
Oh,
than a week and a half.
hello? Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We don't have an answer.
Yeah, I said we are trolls.
You're trolls. Dude, I did not expect that.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, we will see you in a couple of weeks. Unless you have a question here for Divine Martyr. Oh, did I just shut my mic off?
No, you did.
I can still hear you.
I can
Okay.
still hear you. Okay.
In all seriousness, though, we love you guys. We're super excited to come play.
We are
right.
too. Thank you.
Yeah,
Love
thank
you
you.
too, bro.
Hey.
Is there a question? Is there really a question for us?
He's asking if you have a question for Divine Barger.
Oh,
The ones who are like,
they're on.
yes.
Dude, that's so exciting. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we are literally live right now.
Yes.
podcast
Appreciate
just
you
went off the
offering
rails.
it, but
That's totally
I'll
fine.
let you go
I'm
back to
enjoying it
Divine
myself,
Barger
Scott.
and can't wait to see you guys
No,
in a
it's
short
all
period of
good.
time. Go follow them. They're great.
They're awesome.
All right. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Good grief.
That's a
Sorry about
lesson. That's a lesson. That's a lesson. Always download Zoom on your phone.
That's right, yeah.
Oh my
Do it for
goodness.
work. I
So
do
I am
it.
so sorry. But if someone wants to make a comment in the chat, I can read it off from there and read it.
They're supposed to be practicing.
So Cassandra, thank you so much for sharing all of that. We appreciate that you shared a little bit about yourself. So I wanted to ask you real quick. You said you were kind of in like into the goth metal. What was your favorite goth metal band?
I think my absolute favorite is Tristania from No from Norway. The reason why is because of the I absolutely loved the additions they had for violin when they did Widow's Weeds and World of Glass. That one was absolutely beautiful. And I loved Vibeke's voice on there as well. And I go to her quite a bit for, vocal warm-ups and practicing the range and everything. And also I loved Theater of Tragedy. That one was a good one.
Right.
I also loved when some good friends of mine introduced me, I did like some Typo Negative in there. I also got into, when I was very young, I got
Typo
into like a Bauhaus, Sisters of Mercy, Suzy Sue.
negative.
I also have a good f a favorite. It's basically just Gothic Doom, but Sins of Thy Beloved from Norway as well. They have a lot more of a brooding, darker sound, but I loved their overall sound, especially when they had their violinist, the same one that they had for Tristania, to do guest work with. They had as a permanent member for them. So I loved the violin and the elegance to it. Those are like my main favorite ones that I
Nice.
can always go back to. And you can definitely hear it when you listen to like the early Sirenia stuff, because Morten from Tristania formed Sirenia after that, and it blew my mind once I started hearing his voice. I'm like, he sounds familiar.
Nice.
And so I started listening to it, and until it absolutely hit me when I watched a performance when they did My Lost Lenore live with Sirenia, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's the same guy. So yeah, those are my main favorites that I always go back to.
So you guys see
Nice.
why we you guys see why we have her.
Oh,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Seems like a fit.
Like
Absolutely.
she knows more of the older bands and older stuff than I do, but yet I'm like almost twice her age. So like it was like instantaneous. As soon as I heard that, I was like, she's in.
You know
So
that's
this
just,
leads me
you know
perfectly
where
though,
you,
because I oh go ahead,
yeah.
Eric.
I was gonna say, I was just I'm cracking a joke. I was like, Woody, you know we're live, right? Don't admit to being twice your age. So anyways, go ahead.
We'll edit that part out.
I said almost twice her.
okay.
I may be the Marco of the band, but I'm not like that. Okay.
No, so speaking of though, I was about to ask for Woody and Mark, what was, obviously you guys had to go through the process of finding the right singer. What was that process like for you guys, with what you were initially looking for, and obviously how you guys came to find Cassandra and interview her and get her in the band?
Man,
Well,
Rogers.
normally, yeah,
Go
go, I could take it or Woody can, either one, but normally it doesn't go nearly this fast. I'm gonna say we got blessed is the short answer. Yeah, it was like it's kind of like when me and Genie auditioned for Dream Theater. He was like one of the first person they auditioned, and he got the gig. And It was very similar with us and Cassandra. It never comes that quickly. So we put an ad out, and I think she was the first or second response. And we set up auditions immediately. And then we're like, well, this could actually work. It's the sound we're looking for. So, you know,
We
and
had
it's,
gotten.
and there, yeah, I'll let Woody chime in more, but that's like the very quick Cliff's Notes version. We'll just put it that way.
Sorry.
So,
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to step over you. I thought you
yeah,
were.
you're fine.
Where I was gonna say now, and I'm live. I use it quicker on my feet than this. No, I think like Mark said, it's hard to find a good vocalist and one that really kind of fits everything you're looking for. Like she had kind of went through the same struggles that we did when we were looking to start a band and find other bandmates. And you know, I think historically looking at the band, it's kind of like we've went through one, two, three, four. This is
Yeah, a few.
vocalist. Yeah.
Well,
And
like I said, our one of our influences is Andrea, so keep going. So
right, yeah. I just think, you know, people leave for different reasons, and sometimes there has to be an agreement to have people leave. Sometimes things don't work out quite as planned, but I think it's going to be interesting because we've never had a soprano. So when Darlene first joined, when we first started the band in 2015, man, I can't believe it's been that long.
Yep.
She was more of a contralto and kind of like kind of, you know, and then Natalie was, I always called her the Pat Benatar of the band. She very much had kind of Pat's that rocker metal feel and the voice and everything, and kind of a grainy voice, which fit really well. And then Luke was able to scream, and one of the clearest screamers I've
Guttural,
ever
yeah.
heard, or gutturals I've ever heard. There's not too, a whole lot of guys out there like him that you can actually hear what he's saying and do gutturals at the same time. And then they left, and then we have Olivia, who has a wonderful voice, and everything. And now we have a soprano up the F6. It's really what it's doing is we've always said we're symphonic, but I think that number one, we're not like symphonic as in Nightwish and Epicen. I think what you're going to see come out, I'm hoping that everyone will be able to say, wow, they sound a little bit more symphonic than they have before. Like we have a lot of Mark writes a lot of symphonic kind of related things into the music, but when you don't have mixing engineers that know how to mix that, you don't bring out those symphonic elements. So we've always kind of said like we're power metal with some symphonic stuff thrown in, and then when Casey has come along, she also goes by Casey, by
Yes.
the way. she prefers that more Cassandra, all right?
Yeah.
When Casey came along, it was like now we can really write almost like the Tara stuff of Nightwish. And not that I'm not gonna rip off Nightwish, but I mean, you know, like that range now, and it really opens it up. And you know, looking back at some of our music, our past work all the way up until now, it's like we're gonna have to cherry pick which ones we do, or we're gonna have to rewrite them, or we're just gonna bring them up and hire, you know, a couple steps up maybe. I don't know.
Oh,
So yeah, I think going forward, it's really gonna be a really awesome challenge. And really kind of it's a next chapter for Divine Martyr. So when you look at the logo, you kind of see more of a symphonic-y metal vibe than you have with past logo. That's kind of a hint to going forward with that. You know, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be great.
well, I can tell you that looking at the chat, people are excited. Like we have Cindy Gambino on here that says that she's really looking forward to hearing your guys' music with Cassandra. And Angela Arnold said she loves your story, Cassandra. She loves your energy, and she is so ready to hear you singing with this band. Like,
That is so sweet. Totally, absolutely. Big thank you. And I'm very, very excited to start working on everything. So very excited and very much grateful for all the sweet comments.
yeah, I mean, just the excitement that I'm seeing here. I can't wait for you guys to start recording music, to start putting it out. So, Cassandra, what is your favorite song that you have sung with these guys so far? Just in practice, trying out. Is there like a song or is there one that you're just like, I cannot wait to do this song with them live?
Oof, that's a hard one. Depending on looking at how I'm going to also stay true to the overall arrangement, but also put my own twist and flair with it. I think my most favorite one that I always get excited to practice when it gets on my playlist when I'm cleaning the house and trying to get used to the songs. I think Shatter the Doubt has got an awesome groove
Ooh.
to it, and it's got a slight dance beat to it. Once it gets to the end, I could hear it a little bit. And I also love Martyr's Hymn. That one is a really, really nice one, and I'm excited for that one. Basically all of them are great. So, but if it was like a full-on two pick ones, like gets my ears going up and I'm like, oh, I'm excited for this one, it would be Shatter the Doubt and Martyr's Hymn and Absolution. That one's really fun.
I say Absolution is a powerful song. When we got it and it was on the top 15, I mean, it was on there all 15 weeks. Like, people love that song. So I can't wait to hear you sing it.
Thank you. It's gonna be put up a step higher, so it's gonna be more in a sweet spot for me, and it's gonna be a lot more symphonic for me. Like I mentioned, I just the way that we're built, we can't build belt for very long. So, a lot of the interpretations I'm gonna be using is a lot more of a classical tone, and at least with Shatter the Doubt, I can belt the top note if everyone, knows that song very well. There's that big belt at the end, and my teacher started working with me on it, and he was like, "That one's gonna be fun. I can't wait to hear it more." So, because it has that, it's got the very tip of the comfortable area for a belt for me without pushing it too far and hurting myself. So I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna overdo it." But when I showed him the rest of the song list, and also Beyond is another one I'm working on with my teacher, and I was confused on whether to put it two steps down or step up, and he was like, "You know what? Keep it in the same key and just make it your own." And so I was like, "Okay, I'll go and stick with that." And so we've been working on that for the last week or so, on chit-chatting back and forth, listening to keys. And yeah, it is very difficult when you're switching to a whole new voice type for songs written for somebody else. And but I'm so thankful to have a teacher that can help me, make it my own. And he's more of like, don't f try to force yourself into a mold of trying to be exactly like the previous people. Don't be afraid of making it your own and stuff like that. And so we've been working on those. So yeah, those are my most favorites, because I've been working on trying to figure out which key. But I'm very excited for those. Martyr's Hymn, Absolution, and Shatter the Doubt are my most favorites.
Awesome. And I just want to tell you, as like a music nerd, don't try to imitate the other singers, honestly. Be you. That's what us music fans love the most. And I'm sorry, Riker, I'm about to steal something that I have a feeling would be a Riker question. So, Woody, Mark, I want to know, how have you had to change up your playing style from the previous singers as compared to, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, Casey, because he said that's what you like, Casey. So how have you guys had to change your playing styles from your previous singers to Casey? Is there a big
Honestly, like
change?
it's actually like my parts aren't that much different. I mean, we're also in the writing stage, so that's a lot of what we've been working on too with new stuff. So you're going to hear a whole new selection of songs rapidly. So I'm going to say if we're looking at more of like some of the new stuff that we're writing as well, it's kind of a loaded question. I'm going to say we go from full on polyrhythm prog metal to immediate concert playing, so like orchestral playing in like two beats, so on a couple of the songs. And then I mean we have an upcoming song as well. It sounds like Nightwish a little bit or a lot, but yeah, so that one's coming up. And then we've got like some other, definitely we've got one that's going into Eastern, Far East modes, Middle Eastern modes, so it's so we got a and then a few dozen time signature changes and stuff to get tweaked out. But yeah, but we Shatter the Doubt had 100, so it's not too hard. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I think from a bass perspective, I mean, I can see myself. There are some songs where I do quite a few runs here and there, but I could see myself actually holding, like if you want to get more technical here, I could see myself holding notes longer in specific areas where I just hold the note a little bit longer, and in areas where I think I can create room for her vocals to really
Yep.
soar. A bassist has to be really careful. Like, I don't know. I used to play guitar, so like, I would love to be able to shred like Jason does, like a Sheehan, for example, like Billy Sheehan. Like, I would,
Yeah.
like that guy's amazing on bass. When we think of Cliff Burton, you know, he would play a four string like a guitarist, and it was just amazing. And I would love to do those things. I need to get my chops better at that, but it's not really suited either for our music.
Yep.
So I think it's just probably leaving a little bit more room. I do it for the guitarist because that's what bassists do, anyways. But I can see areas where I could just like hold down a note longer and not be so concerned of being all over the place. Just kind of let that symphonic, because when you listen to, like, when I listen to, for example, Marco Hietala is probably one of my favorite bassists just for his showmanship and everything. He doesn't do anything special. He's not like a progressive, he's not all over the place. He lets the band just kind of, you know, go with it. Like when you listen to Emu, who's the guitarist for Nightwish, he's not like a Petrucci. He's not, you know, he's just full on letting things ring and just letting Floor's voice just soar. And I think that that's, I'm hoping that we kind of do something like that with these next few songs. So
Yep. Yeah, it's
awesome.
kind of like we kind of hold back the floodgates, if you will, of just shredding until the time allows, will they basically say. So it's like let the
Yeah.
you carve out pockets for the vocals to really sing. And then you may have like a few bars where you go the prog or shred circuit, you know, and then you come back, you know, and let the vocals take over. So, because honestly, I mean, we're writing songs about faith. We're writing songs to plant seeds. If we're shredding the whole time and you can't understand the lyrics, then we kind of just stepped over the point of why we're here as a band. And that's honestly, you know, we got to sometimes take a step back and say, okay, what's our why? If we're not meeting our why, we need to simplify, step back, and then let the vocals and the lyrics come through. So.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. I was waiting for the other guys to jump in, but all
I
right. So one
put
thing
him
you did.
to I put him to sleep. I see how it is. Okay, yes, go
No,
ahead.
no.
I mean, what? Huh? And we're back. No. So one of the fun questions that we always ask, and I'm not sure if we asked you last time, Woody. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. One of the fun questions we always ask is if someone were to pull up to your house right now, bang on the door, say, grab your gear, get the band together, get in the van, we're going on tour. Who could you not say no to? Who is that band that you're just like, I would have to drop everything, quit my job, and just go on tour with these guys? Who would it be?
You asked this last time, and I think you asked me too.
I think I did, yeah. Oh, look, and Jason
Damn.
is in the chat and he waves and says hi.
You
Or who would it be for you?
Well, I'll tell you who I think it is real quick.
Okay.
I think they're not a Christian band, but boy, if Seven Spires were to call me, I would. I'm not as good as their bassist, but I would get good to be able to play for them. Also, Battle Beast probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard Battle Beast, but I just love that style of music, that Finnish kind of power metal. They put on a great show. I'd love to be part of that.
How
Very
about
cool.
you, Cassandra? Who would you want to go on tour with?
Well, sadly, Tristania disbanded, so that would have been one pick, but probably Nightwish would be really cool. And I think I don't know if they're ever going to tour or not, but Ex Libris, which is the vocalist named Diane, who did the operatic vocals for Exandria at a time. She has her own new band that is a lot more symphonic prog and gorgeous voice. And I loved the way that she uses her charismatic vocals into telling stories, especially since I'm a history lover. I loved that she added acting into her singles when she did the Anne album. And she played as Anne Boleyn, Anastasia Romanoff, and Anne Frank, and did the whole stories. And I'm a sucker for storytelling in music. So either of those two, I would have been like, yeah, sign me up now. So those are my two favorites.
How about you, Mark?
It's a tough question because I don't have the liberty to just drop in everything or else we'd be on the street. So, because I do have to show up and go to work. Now, if the bills were paid, honestly, Camelot, more because I talk to two of the guys occasionally. They're awesome guys. I'd like to hang out with the whole band, and either they're friendly and or they think I'm a schmuck. So, either one. But yeah, honestly, they're just, it'd be a great band. It'd probably be a good stage to share as well. It's one of those. I'd love to see him come to Indianapolis and or at least Indiana, like Indiana area. The closest one they usually do is Chicago. But probably Camelot. There's Xandria, of course, and then let me see, like even Jake from the Amaranths, Syra. That'd be kind of a cool that'd be a really cool one to jump on. So, and then I guess I can go back to my roots where I first discovered all these bands. I was a huge Symphony X fan. So if Symphony X came and knocked on my door, I'd probably be like, well, if I can cover my bills for the next 4 months, sure, but or take a leave of absence. But it's, yeah, I also think realistically. So.
Well, we got a couple more comments here in the chat before we wrap up. Jeffrey Reynolds says he's really looking forward to hearing from you guys again, and he continues to pray for you all.
Awesome.
Autumn
Thanks,
Eve
Jeff.
just joined the chat, and she says hello to everyone. Hello,
Hey.
Autumn.
Hey, Autumn.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
And someone that you guys all probably know, Christina Avilia. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Avelia. There's our
She said she's
East Coast
blessed to
promoter
be
down here.
working with all you guys. So,
Oh yeah. She's a wonderful lady, so.
you guys mentioned kind of the direction you're wanting to move in going forward. Is there some immediate next steps, like songs and or albums that you'll be releasing, any touring or venues that you'll be playing at that we can look forward to in the not too distant future?
August 23 and August 24th, I'm laying down tracks for the first block of songs. So it'll be five or six songs on drums in that weekend. I've got some songs tracked and completed that just need some minor edits. And then we start moving to next steps. And then if it's one of those, do we use those songs? Do we wait on a next cycle or do we go and we keep writing? So it's one of those when I just want to push through a bunch of songs. We want to see what really sticks and works well together. So.
We've been
So
talking
that's.
about for like 5 years, for like 8 years to get an album done.
Yeah.
Albums are really tough because of money. It really just
Right.
comes down to money. I mean, I think we told you guys before when we were on an interview, like we have like 40 songs in pre-production. I mean, we could be putting out four albums, and we've been approached by a couple labels, but we don't want to borrow the money. You got to pay that back. And if you end up not, if you can't tour like they want you to and things like that, and they don't sink any more time into you, you owe all that money back. And that becomes a liability. And it's just, it's really tough. But yeah, I'm doing bass here soon. But like I said, we got four songs right now that we're actively rehearsing. We're working through what we want to do. I'm really excited for this one we're working on that kind of has the Middle East modes. That's really interesting. It's going to be a fun song. I think that'll be the first one that we've done that people can really go, wait a minute, like where are we? Like where this is kind of cool. So just be able to do some cool stuff with that. So
Yeah, I'm playing drums. I'm playing Darbuka on that one. I'm playing keys, orchestration, and probably some other just ethnic synthesized or MIDI controlled instruments on that. So it's just a fun song to play in general. So.
and then playing out, to answer your other question, Riker, that I mean, we're not going to be playing it. I don't think any shows this year. I think there was
Yeah.
talk maybe that we might play, but I know Crimson, we're talking with Crimson Overtone about next year doing a show with
Maybe.
maybe. Yeah, we're
Maybe.
talking.
Working on it.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Could have like three bands on the bill. But we're going to be applying for next year's shows. We'll probably do Kingdom Come next year. I don't know. We'll see. We didn't do it this year, so this will be the first year in what, 3 years we haven't done Kingdom Come. So,
Yeah, you guys are definitely missed this year.
yeah,
Well,
you
I
guys were going to
understand.
show up. We weren't able to make it. I think, yeah. So, and I heard it got rained out, or it rained pretty hard there for a while. So I don't.
First night, yeah, I was able to come to 2 hours on Saturday, and then it was brutal. I had
It
to actually get out
yes,
of there. Yeah.
yeah, it was brutal. We stayed all three days this year, and Saturday by far was the most brutal.
It's so hot. I'm one of those guys. The inside joke with the band is like Leslie, Mark's wife, like she just keeps her eyes on me because I'm that guy that like doesn't listen to Mark 3 days in advance to drink a lot of water. And we go into 97 degree heat, and I'm the guy that's like heat exhaustion before I get on stage. It's like us big guys who are overweight, like we just start like going glowing red and everything. So heat's tough, real tough. So yeah. And you want to give it your all on stage, right? But if you give it your all on stage, that may be the last time you give it your all. So Leslie like keeps these rags and water and ice and everything else. She watches me and that. Maybe I'm just getting old.
I've gotten to the point where you get a 90 plus degree show day with high humidity. It looks like I'm wearing a tactical vest, but they're ice packs. It's little cheater code where it's just ice packs all the way around you. Now I got to figure out something for my face. So.
Nice. All right. Well, unfortunately, we are quickly coming to the end of the show. So, before we get into prayer, is there one thing that you want to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners? Just something about you guys that you want them to know.
Just post on our page if you have a prayer concern. You need prayed for because this is considered a ministry, and we will pray. If you need anything, just tell us and we will offer it up, because at the end of the day, he's the one that makes this possible. And he makes it possible by people leading people to our songs. He makes it possible by us being able to get the funds to make the songs. So if you need prayer and stuff, just let us know, and we'll add to the prayer list. So
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime somebody will follow the band, I'm saying a quick prayer for them, lifting them up. I don't know what they're going through. Maybe it'll bless them, And it's little things like that, It's like we definitely value anybody that even they reach out to us, hey, I'm going through a tough time. We'll pray for you. So
I mean, to be honest with you guys, we do the same thing. Like, I have a prayer book here that we share in a private thread with us, with all of our, just us hosts, and we pray to it all the time. So, with that being said, how can we pray for you guys? What can we be praying for?
Sure. We're honestly, since we're writing and finishing lyrics, I mean, the biggest prayer is that we are writing the lyrics that the Lord wants us to tell at this moment. Because his timing's perfect. So he's probably like, okay, it's 2025 going into 2026. Here's exactly what you should be writing about. And it'll reach these people here who need to hear the gospel for the first time, or people who have heard the gospel and they feel like they can't go to a church. They don't feel like they belong. They're marginalized, whatever. This will speak to them, and I'm using you to reach to them. Perfect. And that a prayer like that, it's like it guide us through the process, because ultimately it's like we're just mirrors. We're supposed to mirror Jesus. So if we have to mirror him properly, and if he's if we're going to show the world who he is, then we need to let him basically. We need to clean our mirrors off so we can reflect them properly, basically, is the short answer. So,
Love it. Yeah. How about you, Woody? How can you pray?
I'll be a little personal. I could really use prayer from a work-related kind of viewpoint. I think we all can kind of relate to that, I think, at some point in our career. I'm really struggling right now, and it's causing a lot of stress. So, pray that I don't fall into sin through my anger. Let's just say that. And pray that I'm always nice to my bandmates, and don't take anything out on them. I don't think I do, but I start griping and ranting, and no one wants to hear that. So, that's probably the biggest thing.
So I guess then I am the Woody of the podcast because I'm always mean to Riker and Jeremy. So,
No.
Cassandra, how can we be praying for you?
Well, I have been seeing a little bit of some past people who were from my old life. And Mark knows exactly who I'm talking about because he's seen a glimpse of it himself, and more of a prayer for me to be strong to be able to, if I face them in person, to handle the mockery if it comes. And just mainly they're just past people that may or may not happen to pop up in my life and try to push me down and either make fun or anything like that, because all they remember is my old self and my old life. They have no idea about the last 3 years I've been going through. So I'd say just pray for me to be strong and be able to that is hard when you have old people from the previous life that you once lived, and they try to make you feel like this new walk of Christ is ridiculous, or they think you're following God too much, or anything like that. So that's been something that's been hovering around my head. And just prayers for a hedge of protection of my mind and not having anxiety, worrying about previous people, just having mockery of any kind. Luckily, I do have friends that I know of that support me completely, and they know it's a Christian band, and they absolutely support
We
it.
do.
Yes. So, mainly that would be a
Okay,
big help.
well, just know that you are now part of the Rock for Him family. And if anyone comes at you, and I'm sure Autumn Eve will attest to this, anyone comes at you, you've got us three here that we're willing to throw hands for you. We got your back.
Thank you so
So.
much. I just don't want to assume, like, if anybody's watching that are previous of my life, I'm not assuming it's you, but I'm just saying that I've had, sprinkles of noticing it. And it didn't bother me, but I was kind of like, you had to go there.
Yeah.
So yeah, just
So here,
persistence.
sorry, Casey. You know what we need? It just came to me. Here's what we need. Since Jason does caricatures, he does great artwork. But this is what we could do. We could have Jason create all three of you guys, like totally built, jacked. Put a big cross in the middle and says "Rock for him for hire," and then just like you know, like if there's a problem, just start showing off the shirt. Be like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
Saying.
Yeah.
Have like the cross
Bro,
off glowing.
you do that? Yes.
Personal
Yes.
bodyguards.
Yes, we need
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
There we go.
But yes, you are now part of the family, so know that
Yes.
we have your
Yeah.
back.
Thank you so much. I feel the love. Truly do.
All right. Well, with that all being said, as much as we hate to do it, we are well past our time. Riker, would you pray us out?
Absolutely.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Divine Martyr and for allowing them to come on tonight, and thank you for their ministry and their hearts to serve you. I pray you continue to kindle that fire in them, that they'd be able to grow their audience, grow their stage for sharing the gospel and sharing that through their music. I thank you for music as a whole, as a ministry and as something that we can enjoy and get joy from. It's a great gift. Please be with each of their members now in patience and in patience, long suffering, and also in having a good understanding of your identity for them, your plan for them, and that they'd be able to rest in that and trust in that above all else. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for what he did for us and what that means for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Woody, Mark, Cassandra, thank you so much for coming on tonight and
Thank you.
just
Thank
letting
you.
us get to know you a little bit more. We're looking forward to hearing more music from the guys and from you. I'm excited to see what comes next for all of you. Riker, Jeremy, as always, guys, you know this is my favorite night. Love this. And for
Yep.
those watching and listening, thank you so much for tuning in and just joining us for a little bit. And as always, I just want to remind you that if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night, everyone.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.